agreement is the Slattery Trust. Beef and Lamb, we're scheduled next, but I think Slattery Trust, you're going to go first. So just come on up. Good afternoon and welcome. We've read your original submission. Thanks for taking the time to put that together. You're welcome. You don't need to read that out to us because we have read it, but you're welcome to speak to it and outline the key points that you want us to take away, and then we may well have questions for you after that.
All right, thank you. Just common sense, really. We basically moved to Balfour 3 years ago. If we knew what was happening, we wouldn't have bought the farm where we went to. But under the proposed new rules. So just the physiographic zoning, I question the accuracy or the soil, the changing of the soil types. I don't want to go over our submission. That's basically what you heard. I'm not really going to achieve much.
Yeah, well, you did. Your submission's pretty clear. You've got a bit of thought into it. Shall we just see if we have questions for you then? Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Basically, since I didn't realise that this has changed, and I see that area in Old Matera has gone from 20 to 50 intensive, is that correct?
That's a recommendation to us as a panel from the reporting officers. But it's only a recommendation at this stage, so...
Okay. Because on our farm system, 20 hectares of Old Matera, and it's just forcing us to plant a winter crop that we're not happy with, e.g. fodder beet.
Yep.
And it, in our opinion, it wrecks the soil even more than spreading the cropping over a larger area.
If we've got a larger area, we've got fewer cows on that area, rather than having to... bang them, try and get them all into, because I mean we've only been there a couple of years. We've been through two terrible payouts. We've had to borrow more money to get through, obviously. So sending cows off somewhere else, we went up there to be self-contained, and if we forced to put more cows onto a smaller area, it doesn't work. You know, if we can make other crops, we find are better. We don't really want to have to go and put fodder beet in.
Yeah, one of the biggest things is the rule changing all the time. Like from we've put in dairy ponds, there's no one will come in and say this is what you've got to do. This is the reason, and put their name to it. It's how can we plan our business? It always keeps on changing. It's hard. It's just got to be fair. Yes, we've got to look after the environment. We're not really helping things too much here. It's not too scientific. We like what we do.
And the other thing, if you're saying 20 hectares of Old Matera, are you saying that we should then go to some of the other land that's not in the Old Matera for winter grazing, which is near the creek, which is what we start trying to stay away from?
Yeah.
Are we getting forced to put winter grazing into an area that we don't feel suitable?
Right by the Long Ridge stream that's run through our farm.
That is tested regularly. Mm. Yes.
I can't think of anything else to say.
That's all right.
No. Put a lot of thought into it. No, yeah, okay. Yeah.
We'll see if we have questions then.
If it meant that you needed to consent to do wintering or some sort of activity, are you happy with that broad spectrum, or are you would rather have a permitted activity?
Oh, we feel that it should be permitted and equal with everyone else in Southland. if you're making the old Matara physiographic area not equal with the rest of Southland, it's the water quality of Southland, not of one area. You know, and it will devalue the land up there, which is not fair.
Yeah, that's the thing. And
to devalue the land, and then you've got, you know, then we'll have bank problems.
Where do you expect the cows in Southland to go? I mean, most of them head north and south from that, or further out.
Well, it's not our job to answer your questions, it's our job to ask you questions. We're merely here to listen to your submissions and to think how the plan could be improved. So.
We're going to send them all to Otago, are we?
Well, I don't want them. Mm. We've got these dairy farms here, and
okay, more than one question?
No, I think that's fine. No, I'll leave it there. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, just briefly, thank you for your submission. So you've got Old Matara. What else have you got in the physiographic zone?
We've got the
you've got them up there,
yeah. Yeah, we've got Fox Rising, that's the brown one. So, but most of our farm would be in Old Matara.
Right. Strange how the pockets seem to form. And then you got the line works right next door, that seems to be the boundaries of fences that seems to change. But
yes, but it's funny how that line works into the green area. Just sort of appeared out of nowhere, didn't it?
But yeah.
I don't know.
Predominantly probably half, well.
I'd say 70%.
Matara.
Good afternoon. Seeing your submission, you're getting a farm management plan done.
Yes.
Are you proactively leading that, or?
Yes. Mm. We had Dave come in. He did that. We've started that so far. We've put in three. I think we've spent about $10,000 so far on fencing and
trees.
It's not including our time. We've put in the hedge lines where we have got a sort of a, what do you call it, a runoff there. We've fenced off all the waterways are fenced off. We've started planting around any wet areas, put in hedge lines, and I mean, most of that's been done in the last, since he came in last July.
We've only just finished our third season there, and yes, we're in, and we will plant more trees. We need shelter too.
Yeah.
Is that the first management plan for the farm?
First one from Environment Southland, yes. Yeah.
So how long have you been there?
This is we've just finished our third season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I just wanted to get a better understanding of your knowledge, if you like, about the Old Matara physiographic. And you say it's good for wintering, we understand that. But do you understand what the risks are for or from intensive grazing on this physiographic? Can you explain that?
Well, is it more the Old Matara that, well, we've got drainage in our farm. I mean, and a lot of the other area,
it's a nitrate.
Nitrate, yeah. That it obviously gets into the waterways.
Somehow. Yeah. It just seems to be that area seems to be traceable, whereas a lot of areas aren't, are they? That's what it comes down to, the traceability.
What do you mean by traceability?
Well, other areas, they don't know what happens to the to the leaching, I suppose.
So if there was a magic bullet, if you like, to resolve a lot of these issues, could you put that in a few words?
Common sense. Well, as a farmer, we need X amount of ground to winter our stock on. And I'm not comfortable trying to slam it all down to a little area. And where do we send them if we can't? Oh, okay, we're getting a permit for the other bit of land, is that correct, to winter more? Or we send them somewhere, where do we send them?
It's not bad, it's a cost.
It's a cost, and we've got a runoff that we're meant to be self-contained on. And now you've said that we've got old Matera under there, well, who's going to buy it? Who wants to? You know, it's just... It's
okay, thank you.
Thank you for helping.
No, you haven't. Thank you very much for coming in. And like I said at the start, I think your actual written submission was quite clearly written, so thank you, well done on that. So I don't have anything that I wish to clarify with you in further than that. Thank you.